right. First of all, just excited to be here. As we know, anytime you start in media days, it's we're getting close to the season. So excited to be out here in Vegas, bring some of our players and let them experience this atmosphere. We head into year two in the Big 12. Obviously learned a lot last year. Went through, you know, obviously a difficult season for us, our first year in the Big 12. Looking forward to the second year. One of the great things that we have going for us, I think, this year is bringing back several of our key players from last year's team, including our starting five offensive linemen coming back and really the two top reserve O-linemen coming back. We got Corey Kiner, our 1,000-yard rusher, coming back, our top receiver, Xavier Henderson, coming back, and we're excited about that. And, you know, defensively, hired a new defensive coordinator in Tyson Veit from Iowa State. He showed up this past spring and will bring a great wealth of experience in playing defense in the Big 12. And so hopefully it'll help ourselves there. You know, we feel like special teams-wise, I feel like we have a great squad coming back as well with Mason Fletcher, who's here today, one of the best punters in the country. And so hopefully we'll be able to put a much better product on the field and compete in the Big 12. And but again, we're excited for this second year and looking forward to playing all the new teams that we have in this league.
Okay, we'll go ahead and take questions. Again, raise your hand. We'll get you the handheld microphone. We've got a couple questions right down here. We'll start first three rows.
Hey, Coach. Keegan Nickerson with Bearcat Journal. Cincinnati recently announced that Dante Corleone would be out indefinitely when it was discovered that he had blood clots in his lungs. Do you have any more updates? I know it's only been about 11 days since, but do you have any more updates on his status and what his future might look like?
Yeah, you know, first of all, just want to, you know, recognize our medical team and our training staff and our doctors. They did a phenomenal job of identifying what was going on with Dante. You know, did many tests and come to find out that he did have some blood clots in his lungs. Fortunately for Dante, there was nothing else. Everything else is healthy, is hard, no other blood clots. And so now, right now, working with the medical team, he actually is back with our team working out. You know, started last week. He has, you know, been with our team yesterday and today. So he will continue to work out all summer. Hopefully, we're taking it day by day, but hopefully as we progress throughout the summer and head into fall camp, that he will be available to play and available to go. I know he wants to. He's such an incredible young man. But I think, you know, we'll take this day by day and we'll see where it's at. But you know, obviously the hope is that he'll be able to play for us this fall and hopefully play at a high level.
We'll stay on the right side here, right in the second row.
Yeah, Scott Springer, Cincinnati Inquirer. Following up on Dante, just what does he mean to the team, and would he have been here had he not had the ailment? Mm-hmm. And from what you know, other players have played with blood clots in the past. Any more that you can tell me about his situation?
Well, first of all, he means everything to our football team. He is from Cincinnati. I went to high school there, grew up there, has been a huge part of our program for many years. He's you know, one of our outstanding leaders on our team. And so, yeah, he would have been here had he not been dealing with this. And, you know, I think with Dante, obviously the number one thing is his health. I mean, you know, outside of football, I mean, we want to make sure he's going to stay healthy and live a long, productive life. And so we'll see. Hopefully with the technology that's out there, there have been a precedent with other players that have played with the same thing that he has, and including a player at West Virginia, I believe, last year. So I think, you know, hopefully he'll be able to go down that same road to be able to play and play at a high level.
Okay, we'll stay on the right side here, front row.
Okay. Kenneth Berry, Touchdowns and Tangents. Coach, just from your time, whether it was Appalachian State or just your whole career, are some core values that you've managed to implement at Cincinnati that you've seen grow and blossom, not just within the team, but just how they approach this conference?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think obviously over a period of time, I think it comes down to people and what kind of people do you have in the organization and how do they approach each and every day. For us, it's, you know, we talk about EAT, you know, which is effort, attitude, and toughness. And I think that's something that's been a core principle, you know, ever since I played and then as certainly since we've been coaching. You know, coming into every single day with a great attitude, and you got to produce a lot of great effort. And then when I talk about toughness, it's not physical, but it's mental. Just being mentally tough, because I think everybody, no matter what you're doing, you're facing a lot of negativity. You're facing things into your life that is difficult, but how are you going to get through that mentally? And I think, you know, our players have really approached that this off season. It's been huge for us. We went through this off season with 48 new players, scholarship players. I mean, in this era of portal time, we signed 21 high school players and the rest portal. And so, you know, you got a lot of new players. And so how can we bring everybody together? Well, that EAT mantra is part of the thing to help bring it together. How connected can we be as a football team? Because I think the connected team are the teams that win a lot of these games. And so that's the things we've been working on this whole off season, this summer. And you really can sense that and feel that as you walk through our building.
We'll stay on the right side, second row.
Coach Neil Meyer with the Front Office News and Bearcats Talk. 47 new scholarship players this season, 7 of those in the defensive back room. Talk about what you've seen from guys like Makai Miller, Kai Stokes, Armani Arnold, and a couple of those guys.
Yeah, and Canteen, who's here today as well. Yeah, it's, you know, we struggled last year in secondary. We gave up a lot of plays. We were one of the worst teams giving up big plays in the country last year. We knew we had to shore up the back end. And those players that you mentioned that we brought in, you know, most of those guys came in the spring. So we were able to go through spring practice, those 15 practices, really learn the new defense and find positions for those guys. We feel like those guys certainly have helped us out, you know, to not give up those big plays, and they will help us in you know, as we go throughout this season. You know, it's a new scheme, so we all had to learn it, you know, including the returning players, but also all the guys that we brought in. But I think all total maybe 12 new DBs when you count the freshmen and the transfer guys. And so, you know, but you know, the new defense now, we're basically playing with 5 DBs, 3 safeties and 2 corners, and hopefully that, you know, we'll put a much better product on the field to stop people.
We'll continue on the right side here, the third row.
Tyler Budge, CF Budge. Coach, I know a lot of people will fixate on the home record last year, which was obviously less than ideal, but I'd like to look on the flip side of that coin. There were a pair of really gutsy road victories that you guys had. What about those two games do you look to bottle up and sort of use this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we there were other games, too, that we were right there. You know, one possession games, I think maybe 4 games that came down right down to the end of the wire that we did not win. You know, and you got to be able to win those close games. You know, if you win those close games, you know, you're sitting there, you know, now you're bowl eligible last year. And so part of this offseason was to keep the guys that were a part of those the teams that competed at a high level, you know, like the Corey Connors and the Luke Kandras and the guys that are here, you know, and keep those guys, the Dante Corleones, and then add some guys to that will help that mix. And I think, you know, having that connected team to be able to finish some of those games off. You're right, we went to Pitt and had a big win there on the road, went to Houston and had a big win. So take the things that we did good and let's apply those this year. But we know in this league, from top to bottom, there's some outstanding football coaches and great players in this league. If you don't show up, you're going to get beat, and sometimes you'll get beat bad. You know, so you better bring it each and every week in this league with the kind of players and coaches that are week in and week out.
We'll shift over to the left side, third row.
I don't have a question.
Oh, no?
I think it was him.
Oh, there you go. Sorry, fourth row.
Hi, Rich Obey, Playmakers KU. So it's not too often when you go into your second year of a new conference that even more teams are coming in. So do you have any advice for these new teams? And do you guys still feel like the new guys in the Big 12 campus? Or with that year under your belt, do you feel a little sense of relieve the pressure?
Well, we're obviously still relatively new. I mean, it's the second year, and we're playing some teams that we didn't play last year, and you're going to some places that you haven't been to. You know, we're going to Texas Tech, didn't play them, Kansas State, you know, of course, some of the new teams as well. So I think, you know, these teams, the difference, I think, probably mainly was last year we brought in four teams that basically were a group of 5 teams, where now the teams we're bringing in have already been playing at the power level. And amongst that competition level, I think that's probably the major difference. And the fact that you're playing so many new teams, and now our league is spread from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast now, and trying to logistically, you know, figure that piece out when you all the traveling that we're having to do and all in this league. So, and then playing these new teams. I mean, but it's exciting. I mean, I think the opportunity, we're going to Colorado this year. That's going to be awesome. We're going, you know, go to Texas Tech, Kansas State, Iowa State. We're getting to see some great part of the country where they have outstanding fan base. And great coaches and players. And to me, that's a great challenge. And it's fun. It's fun for our players and our student athletes that get to experience this. The fact that, you know, college football opens up so many doors for our players and our coaches to be able to experience everything that this country has to offer. And I think that's fun. It's exciting. And it's certainly something that we look forward to.
Right side, second row, right in the aisle.
Hey, Coach, Ryan Roberts with Riverfront Cincy. The players have mentioned this offseason how difficult the training program and everything else has been off the field. How has the disappointment of last season kind of helped with the culture shift that you and your staff continue to try to implement?
It was huge. You know, if had we won some games last year, you know, and did had pretty good success, you probably wouldn't have been as difficult as it has been this year, because the guys really demanded it, our coaches, our strength staff, everybody wanted it this offseason. We knew it needed to be the hardest thing. We were not a very disciplined football team last year, and it cost us games. And so we implemented an offseason program. Was the most difficult program offseason that I've ever seen and been through, and our players will attest to that. You know, hopefully that translates to some more success on the field. But what I know it has done is it made our guys tougher mentally. It's brought them together. It's and then to me, when you're bringing in that many new players, it needed to be that way. And you know, and the guys that came back from last year, they hated that feeling in that locker room. And, you know, they don't want to taste that feeling again. And so I think it was a strong motivation for this offseason.
Let's go on the right side, about three-fourths of the way back in the center.
Coach Satterfield, Alex Blackburn, College Football Dogs. How important will it be for this offensive line, who returns a ton of experience, to rally around and adjust to this new quarterback in Brendan Sorsby?
Well, I think the offensive line, anytime you got a bunch of guys coming back, obviously that's a positive. You know, what we went through last year, I mean, we finished fifth in the country in rushing against a lot of teams that knew we were going to try to run the football, and we were still able to do that. I think that bodes well for us. But to bring those guys back with that experience that they have, and also a couple backups that really, quite honestly, could be starters as well, you know, that we're going to rely on those guys up front, you know, and what it's going to do is hopefully take some pressure off the quarterback. The quarterback knows he doesn't have to make every play. You know, he's got a great supporting cast with Corey Kiner, with some of the receivers and the tight ends that we have, and it'll certainly help take the pressure off of that guy. Now, if we can get some great play out of the quarterback and be able to push the ball down the field, it's going to open up more in the running game as well. So hopefully this year we'll be able to stretch the field a little bit more with our receivers and throw the ball down the field a little bit more to help open up the run game better.
Left side, front row, right in the middle.
Coach Satterfield, Michael Kurtz, New York Sideline Sports. You talked about, obviously, the map now of the conference. What do you feel – a lot of times, obviously, you see in recruiting, I mean, players going to different schools in the conference. So how do you feel that opens up recruiting for you?
Well, I feel like, you know, basically the whole United States is at play. You know, I think maybe 15 years ago, maybe it was more regionally. You know, now, particularly in the portal, you know, we're getting players from all over the country. You know, we got West Coast players from Texas, obviously down in Florida or in the Northeast. So I think when you think about the transfer portal, it opens it up for really, quite honestly, everybody, for every school in the country to recruit anybody from the country. I mean, at that point, it really comes down to fit, it comes down to culture and what you need. And so I think in that regard, it's going to help open that up. You know, I think maybe still high school recruiting, you're still going to be a little bit more regional, but I do think as a portal, you know, and a lot of teams are using the portal, that you're going all over the country to be able to do that. And these guys know at some point they're probably going to play near wherever they grew up, you know, when you're playing these teams throughout the country. So I do think that makes it more of obviously a national sport now with the way these conferences are set up.
Okay, final question will be here on the right side, third row, right on the aisle.
Keegan Nickerson with Bearcat Journal. With the quarterback position in the competition, what's the status of that competition? Do you expect it to roll into fall camp, or are you ready to name a starter?
No, I mean, we want those guys to compete. You know, you know, people mentioned Brendan Sorsby. You got Samaj Jones that we signed as a true freshman that got to Cincinnati in January. And then you got Lichty. You know, Lichty started one or two games for us last year and played a lot. So all three of those guys are competing. And, you know, we're going to see how it goes throughout camp. I think, you know, I think that they've been a great summer for those guys competing. And I tell you, it doesn't hurt to have several guys that can play at the quarterback position. So we all know that. So I think by the end of the camp, you know, hopefully a week or week and a half before our first game, we'll have be able to name a starter.